MGTOW man, what's good and welcome back. Thanks for the comments yesterday on the I'm not MGTOW because I'm disappointed video. And it was more introspective and philosophical in nature, especially in regards to MGTOW. And those are, quite frankly, my favorite videos to make. And I'm going to make another one today. And I've talked about minimalism a lot in the past. I really like to emphasize that with MGTOW. And it really goes hand in hand. I made the House of a Bachelor and Marriage and Minimalism Doesn't Work videos. And those are my personal thoughts on how MGTOW influences my life and my view on the philosophy. And again, I'm not telling anyone to be a monk, to be a minimalist. If you want to have a McMansion, do you, man, and go your own way if you can do it. But I'm just speaking on behalf of the world that I'm going to be living in and the world that is likely going to be created and what I hope to attain. And so minimalism, MGTOW and minimalism are married in my mind. Not just physically, though, but in minimalism of thought, mental minimalism. And the thing is, cognitive minimalism is even more valuable to me than material minimalism. And the reason for this is that whatever is the product of something else is likely more valuable. So if you can be tangibly minimalistic in your life, you are subsequently going to be more likely to be able to be intangibly minimalistic. And if you can be intangibly minimalistic, you can cut out that which you don't need from your life even more. So MGTOW is the process of trimming fat. It's trimming fat from our lives. You might be trimming fat in the gym. You might be trimming fat with your diet, whatever you're trying to do. But MGTOW is the trimming of fat in everywhere, in everything. And MGTOW is the concept of life optimization, I guess I would say. Life agility, clarity. And it's the most efficient application of your internal thoughts to get them to manifest into the tangible and intangible outcomes that you desire in life. It's really the product of MGTOW. And the thing is, I'm 24. I'm MGTOW, but that doesn't mean that I'm just existing. I still have goals professionally and physical health and life experiences and definitely spiritually and intellectually. And I have these goals. I want to attain them if I can. And I know that there are going to be external forces that are going to get in the way. But the thing that I can control is taking the steps that I can for the things that I can control. And these goals are paramount to me, and they don't require material output. And the best thing in life, the most agile place to be, is the place where what you have has the opportunity to be manifest into something material whenever you want. So this could be applied to money, but most importantly, I think that this applies to knowledge and skill or proficiency in the things in life that can always be translated into value. So this value is expressed in two ways. These two ways are opportunities granted by other people, but most importantly, satisfaction and peace generated from the application of your abilities. And that is the goal, and that's the ownership. If we think about it, we go MGTOW because we're seeing that the number of things that we can quote-unquote own in this world, I'm not just talking about material things, the number of things that we can own and be in control of, so to speak, that window is becoming smaller and smaller. The margins that we can stand on are becoming smaller and smaller. It's like the trash compactor room in one of the original Star Wars. I think it was New Hope. That's the world we're living in, MGTOW man. And we're Luke and we're Han. We're trying to push those walls back and we're trying to find places that we can stand. And if there was no garbage in our room, there would be no need to be squashed. And unfortunately, there's too much garbage around us. We're trying to get out of this trash heap in order to have life agility and mobility again. And for me, that's what I felt once I've gone MGTOW. And all this relates to minimalism because minimalism makes all these desired end results more feasible. So does MGTOW. And MGTOW and minimalism. Minimalism is one of the natural tenets that I found crop up when I went more into learning about MGTOW. The thing is, MGTOW didn't make me minimalistic. It didn't make me value minimalism more. But MGTOW gave an opportunity for me to be minimalistic. Because when you operate in the world, when you operate in the social constructs around you, you have to be materialistic because materialism is the manifestation of societal value in the debased, stimulated mind, which is often the female mind that men are trying to attract. And when you marry today, you also marry materialism. That's one of the biggest dangers of being married today, in my view. Your expenditures escalate to a level that they would have never touched before getting married. And the thing is, I'm not just talking about the birthday dinners for Bay and the new diapers for the kids that you're having. I'm talking about the big things. I'm talking about the houses, the cars, the vacations. What I call the hypergamy deterrence. Those things are purchased because men are trying to get rid of hypergamy. They're trying to stymie it. But the thing is, a man only has so many hypergamy deterrents in his cache, in his stores, in that clip. So many cloves of garlic to keep the hypergamy vampires away. It's just how it is. So when you do this, you end up entering yourself onto the two treadmills that I talked about yesterday. I talked about the hedonic treadmill and the self-gratifying treadmill, so to speak, that is linked with marriage, which is a hierarchy of worship. And I talked about the cognitive treadmill. And both of these treadmills are always looking for someone to jump on them and run, to turn up the speed. But when you're on these treadmills in modern-day marriage, it's very rare that you ever get to dictate yourself the speed and the incline of these various numbers that is going into the speed and the incline. They dictate themselves. It's just the way it is. I don't care what you do to try to slow them down. You can try to get in better shape, but you do not dictate it. Thus, you really cannot dictate what goes on in your mind if you cannot dictate the tangible world. You are always playing the next card, and it goes both ways, but you're always playing the next card to hopefully keep you in the game long enough, you know, in order to keep you eligible to keep those hypergamy vampires at bay. You're trying to always shine lights on things. You're trying to always get the garlic out. And so this is a mind battle. And the thing that I really value in the minimalist mindset and what it does for people is that it reduces the amount of ways that their money, their time, and their energy is pulled. They remove the trinkets that the wife expects. They remove the Lambo that they thought they had to buy in order to play the sexual marketplace game and aggregate their stock in the market. You can opt out of this. And phew, I was able to cut my expenses from when I was dating, from the simple things to even worrying about how nice of an apartment I would have to get in the near future, or the fact that I drive a 20-year-old car. Who cares? I'm content with it. Because the last thing that we can own today is the space between our ears, and is sliding. That's sliding back into a place of personal ownership. The man that's not going his own way from society's demands, which means he's also following suit and following women, is putting at risk having a clean mind. And this brings up minimalism of thought, mental minimalism. Minimalism of thought is the end result of minimalism in MGTOW. You get to clear your day, your room, the bills that you have to pay, all that you gain in the end is minimalism of thought. And what many people do in the world today is that they move to a new place. They get an apartment, they rent a home, they think, I might only be here for 5 years, I don't know, and they buy all this stuff because they say to themselves, I just want this to feel like home. Personally, I don't want it to feel anything like home. I want to feel far away from home. I don't want those creature comforts to become my idea of home. Personally, I want new places that I've arrived at not to feel like home. I'll be likely moving to my fourth state in the United States in the past 6 years, and I will be moving again. Personally, I don't want anywhere to feel like home because I want the only thing that I can control and do my best to protect from the wildfires of life, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, which is my home, to be my home. And the world is your home because your mind is your home. Technology has afforded us a greater opportunity to have this manifest itself today, and particularly with MGTOW and technology, and I think that's the blessing. We have to use it wisely. And here's kind of a pathetic anecdote that goes along with this. So My sweet mate gave me crap for this, and it cracked me up, but frankly, I didn't care. So I was busy every day for doing my job, my personal endeavors on YouTube, for my master's, for emails, comments, scripts, for working out, other things on the side, and I was just stretched thin with time. Truthfully, that was a blessing to me, and it's everything that I really actually hope for. I like being busy, and minimalism allows me to be busy, regardless or not if that busyness leads to anything economic. So I take plastic spoons, forks, condiments, creamer, whatever from places that I can all the time, gas stations, because I own one fork, one spoon, and one plate. So it's nice to just grab some of those for free occasionally. And one day I was cooking up some food and I dropped the fork on the ground. I accidentally stepped on the fork, cracked it into like four pieces, and I was like, I don't care. I got things to do right now. I just left it there. I didn't care. And whatever. And who is going to enter the room and see it anyway? So my room is attached to my suite mate's with a typical bathroom hallway-esque design. And he sees that fork and he's like, you going to clean that up? And I was like, wow, I forgot it was there. I didn't even notice it. And I said, no, I don't care. It doesn't affect how I feel about myself or where I'm going at the end of the day when I lay down in my bed, where my mind's going. It's not on my mental checklist of values. And as a result, some daily necessities, demands, and thoughts that race through most people's minds never even enter my mind because I can't even be bothered with a broken fork. And when you've got a girlfriend, you find yourself cleaning your room for the first time in months or buying her favorite ice cream every week and making sure the fridge is stocked with her favorite stuff, it's ridiculous. But not in MGTOW. I didn't even touch the fork. But the main reason that I didn't touch the fork is because I want the fewest amount of things in my mind in order to keep my mind to operate in the most efficient way possible every day to reach those end goals that MGTOW and minimalism allow me to reach, because time is ticking constantly. If anything, we're up against that. Thus, cognitive or mental minimalism is bigger. And obviously, this might be a more pertinent message to someone my age, 24, who's trying to get a foothold, but and where time is probably even more valuable. But I find myself having a really bad memory when it comes to events or how things transpired. But when it comes to dates and names, I'm not bad. I think I'm okay. And I think everyone has a different level of rapidity in their mental deletion conveyor belt. And I find it necessary that I keep mine spinning as fast as possible, because a minimalist lifestyle, a MGTOW life, is like an intermittent fast. And it's like quality control, making everything operate as fast and efficiently as possible with the least amount of repairs needed and the least amount of unnecessary noise. Okay, it's like a high diver jumping from the Olympic platform into the water. The MGTOW life is the life that slips into the water, doesn't make a trace, and gets a high score. The life of the world is that gigantic cannonball. And to take things literally, since getting out of relationships and going my own way, I just never realized just how much I valued and needed peace and quiet. And I love my silence, and I need my time to think. And the most valuable time of the day for me is when I finally say to myself, no more for the day, no more thinking and talking, just in your bed, in your mind, free and as empty as can be for tomorrow. And this is part of the reason that I keep my phone on do not disturb at all times. So MGTOW is a simple life. MGTOW is a minimalistic life, but it's also a lifestyle of cognitive or mental minimalism. Our minds are hoping to be as clean as possible, as clear. And for me, that's the biggest, that's the best thing to own. What else is greater? Nothing. So my thoughts today, if you have a testimony once again to share about how you came to MGTOW and what it has done to benefit your life, you can hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, bros. Hoodies out.